Poet Tanya Gray is a PhD candidate at Florida State and author of a new book of poems coming out in 2019, Undull. Here she tells us a story about Cold War America.
The welcome arch read, "Only the best come north," and my parents laughed, tongue in cheek, at another cross-country Air Force move. In fifth grade, I learned about America and the Dakotas and the Cold War and elections as Reagan won office. My teacher called him a warmonger, and at dinner my mother said, "Please don't worry." My father's face hardened and he said, "We keep the world safe." But that winter, a whiteout hit and erased all but the edges of duplexes and Dundee Drive like a snow globe shaken, a diorama mastodons would have lived. Glaciated northern plains, a drifting surface wind, and the green borealis against the stars. Just before dark, I took a walk further than allowed and tromped a snowdrift over the high fence separating the base from miles of Durham wheat fields in every direction, until horizon was a blur, my breath suspended in whirls and sound. That half mile out, alone, I looked back. At lights turning on, one by one, at my steps where they ended, unaware of intercontinental missiles and fatigued men, ready, deep beneath my feet, working 24-hour shifts to hold an imaginary line.